The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised.
And thank you for listening.
Let's start again. I don't know what I was saying there.
Why? That was perfect.
Was it perfect? All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right. All right. Hello, Footy Primers. It's Footy Prime, the podcast weekend wrap. I'm James Sharman. Dan Wong's here. Jimmy Brennan is here once again. Craig Forrest will be joining us at some point during this podcast. As it stands right now, Craig, we think, is on another podcast in Ipswich, England. He's ditched us for his former club. That's bullshit. Don't you think?
No loyalty. There's no loyalty anymore.
I thought he was a West Ham fan.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I guess not today. He's not a Footy Prime fan. I know that much. He'll jump on some Ipswich-based podcast instead. Ipswich. Jesus, Craig. Come on, man. Wonga, did you see the fan running the pitch and attack?
Oh, my God.
The Leicester fan?
Best thing ever.
Jesus Christ. I mean, all joking aside, though, he got to them and was swinging. I mean...
Yeah,
wow.
But then he got like his face plowed into the ground by the security guards. So you know, if you're a security guard, you got your fun for the day, right? Like those guys are waiting for something like that because basically the security is so strict now that they don't really get to do too much.
You know? So what are you saying? Do you think they just sit there and go on, man, I dare you to run.
Yes, I think they are. We okay, all know security guards.
But he was like doing the old windmill punches, right? You know, when you see like a real guy who's hammered, there's no form there. He's not a trained boxer, that's for sure. It's pathetic, really. He'll be banned for life. He'll be charged, hopefully. I'm sure he will.
Yeah, they said he was banned for life, so...
Gee, well, how can he not be?
You'll get a big nose and a mustache and show up in the next match.
What was your worst fan experience, Jimmy?
Probably Millwall. Millwall fans were
imagine
were
that.
I remember one of the first times I played at the Den, and the ball went out for a throw-in, and I went to go get the ball, and it was in the first row. And I went to take a step over, and I swear to God, 50 guys come running down. Like over top of the seats because I was in the stand. You should have seen me run.
Jesus Christ.
It was gone. It was gone. And then after the match, I'll never forget this, we were leaving and they started bricking a bus, throwing bricks.
Wow.
Yeah.
You hear about it all the time.
The horses and the police escort take us out of Millwall.
That was Dicchio's famous story, right? His first game for Millwall. He's playing there, right? And, you know, there's a bit of crowd trouble, but he's just playing there. He's a young guy, and he starts hearing this, boom, 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 boom. He's like, what is that? Before he knew it, this police horse went belting past him on the field towards the where the trouble was. He goes, what have I done? Where have I come? It's the craziest thing.
Oh, they are crazy. They're crazy. The one time when we were leaving, when they started throwing the bricks at our bus, we just pulled out of the stadium, turned onto one of the main roads. A minivan pulls in front. Six guys get out and start calling us all on. Come on. And I'm thinking, yeah, like, what? We're getting off the bus to fight you guys?
No, I'm kidding. Not the smartest guys in the world, eh? Jesus.
No, it was unbelievable.
Has it changed?
No. The club apparently have done all they can to kind of change the reputation. There's still an element there, though, isn't there, I think?
Oh,
I mean, they're certainly better than
that'll
it was. There's
go.
No doubt.
They'll never go, especially when Millwall are playing West Ham and Chelsea's around. And there's no way. It's ingrained in them too much.
And Jimmy, we were talking off camera about, you know, your experiences with prison life. Not that you were in the prison. Fantastic story. Shawshank Redemption type style.
Exactly. My short stint in prison. I was at Bristol City. And I'll never forget this. The gaffer says, we had preseason going on. There was a big prison down in the West Country called Dartmouth. And we ended up going there one day for a friendly against prisoners and guys looking to get themselves on the right path, right? So initially, when the gaffer told us that we're going, we all started laughing and said, yeah, okay, good one. All right. Where are we going? Seriously. He goes, no, seriously, we're going there. So we get into this prison, right? And we're going through all the bells and whistles, getting patted down, and we're into this area and that area. And then all of a sudden we get out into the yard, and they've got a football pitch set up for us. So we're standing there and we're having this little warm up, and the prisoners start coming out, and we're all looking at each other. We're terrified. We're young guys. We're like 19, 20. I'm thinking, Jesus, like, who are we playing here, man? We're like, are we playing, you know, mass murderers? Are we like, is the next Hannibal Lecter going to be on this pitch? And I remember lining up beside this guy, and this guy was a monster, and he had tattoos coming down the side of his face and his neck. And I was like, do you ask him, are you allowed to ask what you're in for? And I was like, do you ask him or not? And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to ask this guy. I said, hey, what are you in for? He's like, oh, you know, I stole a couple of cars. I was like, oh, that's all right. I can deal with you. You're not that bad. And I remember, like, all around the players are asking, because we're just waiting for somebody to go, oh, yeah, listen, I killed four people and blah, blah, blah. And I would have been like, that, gone. See you later. I'm out. I'm not playing. But I remember any 50-50s. There was, none of us were challenging anybody. These guys were just, you just know, it just took one of them to lose their head and they were going to smash you all over the place.
Well, with a car thief, you'd also know that you're faster than him. He got caught by the cop.
He got caught. That's right. You're not that quick, are you?
No.
And I guess if you're in there for, like, you know, double murder or something, there isn't much chance really of getting, you know, rehabilitated, maybe, and you're not taking the soccer program to get a second chance. You're probably in there for a long time. Hey, Craig's joined us.
Yeah, it was so funny. I took the ball off of this one guy, and this look that he gave me, and I was thinking, this guy wants to kill me. Just look at him, and he just stared at me. You know that really uncomfortable stare where you know somebody's looking at you, but you don't look at them because you're like, yeah, this guy's staring at me.
I get it most podcasts, actually, with these guys. Hey, Craig, so Jimmy's telling the story when he played the prison team when he was at Bristol City many years ago. Do you have any jail stories, any prison stories, any issues with cons?
No.
Probably not, right? So. I mean, this kind of memory that would just pop out pretty quickly, you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you where we went after that, by the way. 3 days later, we ended up going to a military base for boot camp.
Okay.
This was amazing. In fact, no, sorry, I lied. This was with force. We ended up going to a military camp, right? So we're at this army base, and we're doing this boot camp. We're there for a week. It was unbelievable, man. One of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. So we're doing all their training that they do, right? The army does. And, you know, they're all yelling at you, and you're doing your push-ups. And in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, fuck off. Leave me alone. Like, I'm not in the army here, you know? But you're doing it, right? Because they want you to buy into what's, you know, what they're preaching. And you're like, okay, we're here for preseason. We're getting fit. So one of the things that we had to do is we had to get into the boxing ring, and you had to go in there for, I think it was a minute and a half session with one of their top guys, these fighters, right? Jesus. So you get in there and you're sparring, you're throwing a few punches, you know, you're taking a couple off the head, and you're like, all right. So you're throwing a few back and you're getting right into it. And this was the best thing in the world now. We had four Irish guys on our team, okay, from the Republic. Now, for those of you who know, they don't really get along too well with the British Army, right? So we're meant to be just having these little sparring, right? Nice and easy. Well, doesn't one of the Irish guys get in there? Andy Reid was one of them. He gets in there and he goes after this guy like there's no tomorrow. Honest to God, it was like watching Prince Nassim. He was they're going toe to toe. He gets out. Then all of a sudden, this other guy comes in. Keith Foy's going toe to toe. These Irish guys are going toe to toe with this British soldier.
That's unbelievable. What are they thinking?
He's coming in, going, okay, that's it. Enough's enough.
And then fighting for years and years.
Oh, the soldier, he was getting mad too. Now he starts throwing these upper cuts and these right hooks. These Irish guys are going to town. It became an absolute mess.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? They can't do that anymore, can they? I can't see professional football teams heading and stepping in the ring with some army dudes. I mean, geez, that's crazy.
Not that part.
It was supposed to be just fun, right? Just like moving your arms and twist and turn.
Yeah, it's a good workout, right?
Like, not really go toe to toe.
Supposed to be like Richard Simmons.
Do a little bit like that. Stretching. Yeah, like
But I have to say, the other thing is, Jimmy's just told us two of the best stories. I don't think we can have him back anymore.
I know.
He's just got no more stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
If they only knew Forrest.
We had the snake story as well, right? And in a previous edition as well. So,
have you heard the dildo story?
What's the dildo story? We need to know now.
I think we can tell it.
Personal massager. Call it personal massager and we're good.
Oh no, there's nothing illegal about it. But we show up at the LAX airport after a game in Los Angeles, in the Gold Cup or something. And our flight's delayed by 3 or 4 hours and oh God, what are we going to do? They check our main bags in, take our carry-on, and what are we going to do? Well, somebody suggests, there's me, Jimmy, and Mark Bertram. The rest of the guys are on different flights. So somebody decides, I don't think it was me, but says, why don't we go to a strip bar?
It was you.
It's definitely you.
It was it? Okay. So maybe it was. So we end up at this, apparently, is legendary strip bar by the LAX. So we're just, okay, great. So we're going in there, topless only, kind of disappointing. But they also had a sex shop attached to it. So as you left the place, you had to go through it. So for some reason, me and Jimmy figure, why don't we buy our girlfriends a dildo?
That's nice.
And for some reason, I don't recall why, we buy the identical ones, and they're emerald green. They're not massive. And Birchie was like, for me, the only guy, if you were going to think of a guy that would be quite happy to go back through security with a dildo, I would think Birchie would be the guy to go, yeah, fuck, you go big, huge fucking 12-inch dildo, like go through. No, he's really embarrassed. He's like, no, guys, we got to go back through security. Right. So we're like, yeah, yeah. What's the problem? He goes, oh, are you kidding? You're going to be so embarrassed and whatever. Like, nah, whatever. So anyway, we jump in the car, we got our bags and we got all this gear in the back, and Birchie's carry on is in the back with us.
Amateur.
So I look over at Jimmy and we don't even have to say anything. We're just like, so we load these fucking dildos into his bag, put them down on the bottom. He's got no idea. Zip it up like this. We get out of the taxi at the LAX and he goes, give me my bag. I'm going ahead. I want nothing to do with this. We went, oh, understand. Go ahead, Birchie. So off he goes and we're sort of behind and we're in the line and he gets to the front to the security. You see, and I could actually see down the side where the security person is looking at the screen. And these two dildos were emerald green to the eye. Under that X-ray machine, they look fucking nuclear. Right? So, you know, it kind of slides by and then you can see her go, what the hell? She pulls it back and she's looking at the screen. And then she looks over the other person down there, the security. She says, yeah, you might want to have a look at these. Open that guy's bags. So Birchie's not even thinking. He's just looking back going, ah, you assholes. Look at you guys, right? Well, this security girl goes in there and she pulls. And it's got the longest cord in the world on it for some reason. He pulls this thing out and she's got it above her head because the cord's so freaking long.
LAX, by the way.
LAX packed. Well, Birchie's just loses it. He grabs the other dildo and he throws it down the terminal and it's bouncing down the end over end. And Jimmy's going, no!
What'd you do that for?
What are you doing?
That is unbelievable.
Oh, God. So anyway.
I never saw him get so embarrassed in my life.
Did he keep him?
He was by himself. And when the person lifted it and put it over their head, everybody, it was like a beacon. Everybody just stared and looked. And he was solo. He was by himself because we weren't around. Like, we were way back.
He was pointing at him, and we were just like this. We're
what an idiot that guy is.
Were they confiscated, or did he get to keep them?
No. They were perfectly fine. They weren't at all seen as a weapon or anything like that. But when he hurled it down the corridor, and that thing was just end over end, it was, oh.
Hey, was that Holger as he coached then? I mean, I can't see Holger appreciating the humor.
No. Well, because everybody was flying in different directions, right?
Oh, okay, right.
So we were happening to be going to London all together. Some other guys are going all the way. So that's why we were stuck together. But it did surprise me because I really thought that Virtue would be he wouldn't care.
We thought you would have got a laugh with him, but no, nothing.
That's too close to home for him. No. He likes his dildos maybe pinker. And a little thicker.
Well, hey, maybe.
Hey, well, that might be better than the snake story. Even
I think it is better than that. Look, I laughed more than the snake story.
Yeah. By the way, you may have seen this. Someone sent it to us. British TV. Birchie was on some talk show, and he regaled the same snake story that Jimmy regaled. It was great. He backed it up.
He did. That's got a lot of views, maybe a few million views, that story about Jimmy and Birchie at the...
It's the most exposure the Canadian national team's got on British TV ever.
Yeah. Birchie was a beauty because I don't even think he'd ever been to Canada before he played. And when he scored against Northern Ireland, and he's singing the national anthem in the pregame as well and everything else like that. And he's running away after and kissing the Canadian badge. And we're all like, Birchie, you haven't even fucking been to Canada.
Never. Remember that? Like, how are you even playing for Canada? My granddad's from Winnipeg. Do you know what Winnipeg is? Nah, mate.
Because he's got such a southern accent, right, isn't he? He's such a hard southern accent.
No idea where it was.
No.
And then he's right there. Remember? And the worst was, because if I was standing beside him and he was singing the national anthem, I was losing my mind. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, Holger didn't fancy him. And I think the family travel all the way to Japan. Not that you got to play a player because their family's traveling there, but they didn't play him a minute, I don't think.
Yeah. Did you guys prefer like your family coming with you or to trips, or would you rather them just be far, far away so you could focus on the job at hand?
Buying snakes and dildos.
If they want to come, that's one thing, but you just virtually, no, I don't want any distractions or anything like that. You guys want to stay at a different hotel, you want to do your own shit, but yeah, no distractions.
But the other thing, Sharms, is you can tell the difference. That was when these guys were making professional footy player money, not professional footy podcaster money.
That's very true.
Buy a snake, buy some crystal embedded dildos.
Yeah.
That's what pro players spend their money on.
Well, and also there's such a difference between now and then as well. And I think we saw that changing a little bit, that we used to go out and do shit and go out and have dinner and go out and spend time together. And now it's all about they're on their phones and their
phones and games and
fucking this, you know what I mean? Like,
that was the thing with us too. That's why our squad, we were so good together because we were always doing something. Like, we didn't have video games and all that kind of stuff. And you're right, Greg. Like, we just get out, go for a coffee, go hang out, you know, go to a restaurant for dinner. And we were always together. We were in each other's rooms hanging out.
We showed up and absolutely loved it. We just loved the guys. We just spending time with each other. As soon as we got there, it was just, what are we doing? Doing this, you know, and Holger found that hard even sometimes, I think, as far as how close we were, but we were also pretty disciplined. I mean, don't get me wrong. We would go out on nights out and have amazing times, but we would do it at the right time. So I felt that we didn't need that sort of German coach standing at the door stopping us from going out. You know, and that's what Holger was a little bit, right? He was like, where are you going? And it's like, going for a walk. He's like, no, you're not.
All right,
well, a little table on the second floor.
But then we realized what we were like, and when it was time to work, we worked.
So then what we did was then we would throw our clothes out the balcony into a hedge. And he would let us walk around the hotel. So just to get out the front door, we'd get out the front door and then we'd swing around to the hedge and we'd put our gear on. And then we would go. And then when we come back, we would do the same thing, leave our stuff there, pick it up tomorrow, put our tracksuits on, and slip back in the hotel. Everyone, and then Dasha, we came back. Dasha couldn't find his. He couldn't find his suit, his tracksuit. So he ended up having to come through the front door of the hotel with all his gear on.
With his dancing gear.
Okay, but you guys could do it, right? Because Holger wasn't going to drop you guys, right? You guys could do it. If it was some guy who was out of contract or, you know, without a club, which happens sometimes in Canada, or some guy playing, in some, fourth division Scandinavia, they may have gotten nailed. You must have felt pretty confident that even if Holger busts us, we're still pretty good.
Yeah, we would be pretty good. Except you're going to take a bollocking, though.
Yeah, he wasn't shy at letting you know what he thought.
Yeah. Mm. By the way, you know what I was thinking this past week? We're going to be now entering a Gold Cup in 2023 with a genuine chance to win it. I haven't heard that mentioned once. I went, wait a minute. The Gold Cup's going to be relevant once again because Canada's going to be a force and can win it. How cool is that?
You know, if they could double that World Cup qualification with lifting a trophy, I mean, let's face it, there's something special about that, lifting a trophy for your country. And that's maybe at 26, who knows? They're absolutely in a great position looking at the other CONCACAF teams. Unless they improve drastically, you got to think that they've got every chance of doing good things there. It'd be nice.
Wonga, these guys are still dining out in 2000, right? They don't need to buy a meal in Toronto, in Canada. They can go to any restaurant in Canada, and they're getting a free meal because of that Gold Cup in 2000, aren't you, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Haven't paid for anything since. Most people don't even know what it is.
Craig, by the way, how was your Ipswich podcast that you almost ditched us for?
Well, I didn't ditch you for it. I started at 4 o'clock. It was we went for 2 hours.
Wow, it's like Joe Rogan style. Jesus.
I think I went through every moment from the first time I kicked the ball in the youth team trial to my retirement.
See, did you make things up? Because, I mean, I'm surprised you can remember so many.
Well, I made a few things up.
Did you talk about dildos and in airports by chance?
Nope. I try to remember some. We told some pretty good stories, I think.
You're a podcast whore. You're everywhere these days. All right, fellas. Yeah. That was fun. Guys. That was fun.
We forgot that Jimmy's going to be joining us a couple times Wednesday. A week.
No one told Jimmy.
They haven't even asked me yet.
I was going to say, we asked Jimmy. Jimmy said, yeah, I think I could do that.
We're going to pay you 10% of what we make for these podcasts. Okay?
I think.
Nice. I can buy myself a honey cruller.
It's about right.
You couldn't afford a gem encrusted dildo with what we pay you.
Right. Sure. The longest cord in the world.
Was it one of those stretchy cords, like
it was just a cord with, and then you could put batteries, but it was like it could be 20 feet away. I don't understand what that's all about. Maybe somebody could explain that.
You could maybe tie as well. Anyway, whatever. Probably goes too far there. Yeah. All right, fellas, thank you very much. Lots of fun. Hope you enjoyed that, everyone, and cheers for listening.
Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at footyprimeig and on Twitter at footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com. Sign up for our newsletter.